Alaska North Slope oil prices tumbled to $18.21 a barrel on Tuesday. Economists at the state's Department of Revenue spent the next few days trying to figure out what happened and what they could expect going forward. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more about what they found.
Pick one, a pizza or a barrel of Alaska North Slope crude. For less than $20, you could have had either one on Tuesday. Now don't panic. Prices have rebounded. Sort of. Now you'd have to buy a pizza and a cheap six-pack before you got into the $25-ish dollar range where Alaska North Slope crude, or ANS, is hovering now. None of these prices are exactly ideal for Alaska's bottom line, but what happened? Well, it was a mistake. The Department of Revenue has revised its report, and that price bumped up to $24. But before you celebrate, state analysts are expecting prices to drop into the teens next week. The state's chief economist, Dan Stickle, says there are a few reasons why prices are so low right now. One, supply. There's too much oil on the global market. Russia and Saudi Arabia stopped limiting their production, and the price war between the two countries has triggered a major drop in the price of oil. Two, demand. The COVID-19 pandemic has upended everything. Think about it. In a time of social isolation and quarantine, people just aren't driving or flying as much as they used to. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported this week that gasoline consumption could go down by 25% in the next few months, and that it could take 18 months for domestic fuel demand to return. And there's another wrinkle in that supply chain. There's less demand on the West Coast refineries that process Alaska's oil, but even if they wanted to produce more, Stickle says they have other problems.
We've heard of coronavirus infections in the refineries that are reducing their ability to work. Everyone's sick with coronavirus. You can't refine oil.
There's another reason for that sudden price drop, but it's a bit tricky to pin down because there aren't a lot of details about exactly what happened. But it goes something like this.
So there is no market for ANS crude in the traditional sense.
There is no spot price for ANS. Instead, the daily prices are estimated by comparing it to these other types of crude.
So the way that the oil market works is there's benchmark crudes, which are widely traded crudes with a known location and quality about them.
Stickle says West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, has been the most followed benchmark crude in the Americas for a long time. Another one is Brent crude. That one comes from the North Sea. The state compares Alaska's crude to that one a lot because they're both similar types of crude and they are usually transported in the same ways. So when people buy and sell Alaska's crude, they do it against these benchmarks.
So a company says, I will give you WTI less $2 or Brent plus $1 for a shipment of crude.
So all of these transactions are happening, and there are these assessment services that monitor them. And then they publish estimates of the prices for some of the lesser traded crudes like Alaska's. So we're plugging along, and then someone, somewhere, sold some ANS crude at a huge discount, dragging the price down. And we'll probably never know who did that, or why.
Yeah, so typically, that type of information is held pretty tight.
Now, to be clear, this is not an exhaustive list of all the things that go into the price of a barrel of oil. What is clear is that there is a ton of volatility in the oil markets right now. And because ANS prices are estimated this way, it's getting harder for those assessment services to figure out the clear value of Alaska's oil. So we can expect to see prices jump up and down for a while. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.